Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 7 Days in Augusta, Behind the Scenes at the Masters, by Mark Cannizzaro. Foreword by Phil Mickelson. Narrated by Kyle Tate. Foreword. My first Masters memory was in 1980, when Seve Ballesteros holed out on 18. Chipped in. He was fist pumping. I said to my mom, I want to win the Masters. For me, that major championship meant the most, because history is made there every year. That was always the most fun tournament to watch, because it was exciting. You had a lot of stuff happening, like birdies and eagles, and fun golf. The kind of golf I always liked to play. When I won the Masters for the first time in 2004, it was one of those moments that you kind of realize a dream. When you put stuff out there in the universe and you say, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to do this. And then you actually do it. That's a cool moment. And that's what was happening for me when I won there for the first time. You certainly feel differently about yourself as a first-time Masters or first-time major winner because you know that people are viewing you a little bit differently. Or at least you feel it. So you end up having a lot more confidence. It was certainly a validating experience, finally winning a major, and not having to deal with questions and the criticisms. In a sense, it was more of a relief in that regard. But I always knew that it was going to happen, so it wasn't as big a deal. What I remember most about that day was the Masters used to have a dinner the night of the final round for the winner. You could have all your friends and family and anybody who you want to be there. And that was a really fun experience. I really enjoyed that dinner, because it's your first chance after doing the awards ceremony and giving speeches and doing the media, that you can finally relax and hang out with your friends in the trophy room. That was always fun. When I'm asked to compare and contrast my 3 wins at Augusta, I always say I enjoyed 06 and 10 more, although I remember 04 better because of the moment and the way it all happened. But I enjoyed the latter two more because I had a 2 or 3 shot lead walking up 18, and I knew I had it won. I was able to embrace that moment and let my guard down a little bit and look around and take it in. And I still have the memory of seeing the people and walking up the fairway and knowing I had won this tournament. I was able to let myself mentally enjoy it. That was one of the coolest moments. Don't get me wrong, it's fun to birdie the last hole and win. But you're so in the moment that you don't really have the chance to cherish what's happening. And to enjoy the walk up 18 was pretty special. In 04, I had to stay sharp, and if I don't make par on 18, it's a playoff. I enjoy looking back on 04 more, but I really enjoyed 06 and 10. The first win, in 04, was probably the most exciting moment in my career. To birdie the last hole, to win by one, to win my first major, at the Masters, my favorite event. The 2010 Masters win for me was special because the entire family was there. My wife Amy was past her toughest moments from treatments for breast cancer, and the kids were old enough to understand what was going on and enjoy it. When I won my first Masters, my son Evan was only 1 year old. In 10, they were all there. My daughter Sophia and I would go for coffee in the mornings and play chess. The kids were teaching me how to play. I can't believe I hadn't played chess when I was younger, but the kids got me into it. So we would go to a coffee shop and play chess in the morning, which was a great way to kill some time. I always remember that as being a special part of the week. After I won in 10 was when I was photographed at a Krispy Kreme drive-thru with the kids while wearing my green jacket. The kids had been asking to go to Krispy Kreme all week long, and I told them, I'll go, but I can't go until after the tournament. I don't want to have all that sugar in me while I'm playing, but come Monday, I'll unload and eat as much as possible. So that's what we did. And it worked out very well. I had the jacket on, because I was cold, of course. And the lady there took a picture of it. And there you go. It was all over social media pretty quickly. My favorite Masters memory before I played the tournament was in 1989, when I was playing college golf for Arizona State and went to Augusta to play a tournament there at Forest Hills. I ended up winning it, which was a pretty cool experience because Bobby Jones had spent a lot of time there.